Let's talk sports, specifically Colorado College Tigers hockey. And joining us on the KRDO Newsline right now, we're so pleased to have with us the voice of the CC Tigers, Ken Landau. Good morning, Ken.
Shannon, good morning. So pleased to be with you.
I know. I don't know. I think I was gone last Friday. I'm not sure. You weren't on last Friday, I don't think. So this is the first time we've had a chance
I was on last Friday.
You were.
You were gone.
I was gone. Okay, there we go. I wasn't sure. But so this is the first time you and I have had a chance to chat. And when you talk about the CC Tigers this year, this team, I mean, we got an inkling of what they're capable of when they played that exhibition game last weekend. Tell us what we're looking forward to this weekend.
Well, I think what we're looking for, Shannon, is this: more of what we saw in the last two periods at Air Force last Saturday. This Tiger team is ready to take that next step. They've got a lot of enthusiasm. They're a year older with a really good group of freshmen coming in. This is a team that is ready to really make some noise. And it starts tonight against Alaska Anchorage, a team that last weekend split their first games in 3 years against Western Michigan. They were the only team to beat a ranked team last Saturday and Sunday. So the Tigers know they're going to get a test, but boy, are they ever ready for it.
Okay, so do you think this is going to be a high-scoring game?
Well, I think the Tigers are in a position where they can score a good number of goals. You can never predict whether a game is going to be high scoring or not. But what you can be pretty sure of is that this Tiger team is ready to make a statement, that they're ready to start this season on a very strong, solid note, because they know how important these games are. These non-conference games are vitally important if this Tiger team is to make a push to make the NCAA tournament. And even, beyond that, you win your non-conference games, it builds so much confidence for the time when you have to step into the NCHC and play every night one of the best teams in the country.
Mm. There was some shuffling that went on in the off season, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some key players that had been part of the team departed. So tell us how you think that's affecting things, and is this team coalescing?
Oh, they're definitely coalescing, and the way coaches look at things is you don't worry about the people that have left, you worry about the people that have stayed or the people that are new. Chris Mayotte and his staff have brought in an outstanding group of freshman players. The guys that are returning are bigger. They're stronger. On average, they added 10 pounds per man during the offseason.
Wow.
10 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
So they are going to be a physically more difficult team to play against. They're going to be in better shape than they were a year ago. They will be more difficult to play against than they were a year ago. And guess what? They're going to win more games than they did a year ago. I'll say that right now.
Okay.
They will win not just a couple more. They're going to win a lot more than they did a year ago.
Well, and you certainly have given us lots of reasons to be excited about these upcoming games. And again, you can listen to these games as well as Ken Landau, voice of the CC Tigers, right here on KRDO News Radio. Ken, thanks for joining us this morning.
Shannon, quick reminder, there are a few tickets available right now at cctigers.com/tickets. They're verified resale tickets. There aren't many of them. So if you want to be out there for the start of something great, go to cctigers.com/tickets, get a ticket or two, and come on out and enjoy what's going to be a great, great start to the season. And, of course, again, we'll start coverage tonight at 6:30.
Fantastic. I'm going right now. I'm going and logging on, getting one of those tickets. Hey, Ken, thank you.
Thank you. Shannon, thank you.